Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me sex, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
that's what I want.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Read her blog. You'll thank me later. Find her books, Smooth Failing, the J.K. Lasser series on small business taxes, on and on. I don't know, something under 50 books that she's written, which have sold a couple of billion copies across the galaxy, something like that. Right, Barb?
From your mouth.
Yeah. Hey, Barb, thanks again for being here. You've got a report on entrepreneurship for us.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, the numbers aren't great. You know, entrepreneurship, you'd think that with the economy down and people not working up to potential, that there'd be a lot of people starting jobs, but that ain't so, unfortunately. And so the state of entrepreneurship isn't good. And in the end of July, the Ewing Kaufman Foundation went before Congress and made a number of suggestions of what they thought could be done to make entrepreneurship growth vibrant again. And not surprisingly, top of the list, restructuring the tax code.
Simplify the tax code.
We talked about it in the previous segment that we still don't know the Section 179 first-year expensing deduction amount for 2015. Let's get the rules definite, known, and not complex. Because first-time business owners are overwhelmed with the tax rules. They are
what does
flat
it say,
out.
What does it say? Here's the question that gets me, Barbara. They wonder why the economy isn't doing well. They talk about jobs. They talk about, you know, out of their mouths comes the word jobs when politicians don't have a clue about how to create a job, and yet they pass laws that then become regulations that are etched in granite like in a mountainside, and those never end, but yet when we get some kind of help from them, they either put them on a timeout schedule, a sunset schedule, or they have to renew them every year, and then they don't renew them until the end of the year, when after people have already been needing to make decisions for 12 months, and then they wonder why the economy is slow. I mean,
well, that's a paradox, that the tax rules seem to be transitory, but regulations get entrenched. That they put in a regulation, and then is another point that the foundation made, and then there's layering over time. They keep making another layer and another layer and another, and it doesn't keep up with technology. It doesn't keep up with innovation.
Has anybody ever heard of a regulation being killed? I've never heard of a regulation being killed. Have you?
No, that's the point. That while we have to continually renew the tax rules, the regulations just stay there and grow and grow and grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing, what were some of the other reasons why they think entrepreneurship isn't doing well?
Well, another thing they want is that they want to encourage competition. The government should stay out of the way.
Right.
Of disruption in innovation. Companies are going to fold.
Which is the opposite of what the Obama administration did when they turned the internet into a utility.
Exactly. Or supporting solar companies when the technology wasn't there.
The Obama administration has done nothing but pick winners and losers since they started.
Right, but that ultimately does not support entrepreneurship.
That's right.
Another is enabling innovation with respect to intellectual property law, patents, and such.
Mm-hmm.
We want the rules to favor innovation and to favor people taking risk in this. I mean, developing a patent, it takes years in many cases to do that, and we want to make sure that people are benefiting from their efforts and that they're not being thwarted in that respect.
But there are other things, Barbara, that are part of this. Part of it is the socio-demographic issue with Gen Y. They owe so much school debt. that they can't think about buying a house, let alone starting a business.
Exactly. That's, you know, that's the problem.
When I started my business, Barbara, I had personal credit and I had equity in a home. A lot of people who want to start businesses don't have that right now.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you just an aside. There's a measure pending, a bipartisan measure pending, that would allow veterans to use their GI money, part of their GI
That'd
money, to start a business.
That would be great. Hey,
That'd
Barbara,
be great.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. You're such a treasure for us and for how you help. You make us smart every time you join us. And keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thanks.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that name, and you will thank me later. I promise you. Hang out with Barbara. You'll get smarter. And she'll be back another day. We will not do without her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.